just gets me so excited and brings like warmth and happiness to my heart.
I like it. Enjoy it. The Patriots sucks and they like to cheat.
And Jared Goff is really hot.
Da, 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 da. Poor Chop didn't sing along. What a jerk. You're supposed to. It was like
Do
your
you have
turn.
Anything to add?
And my team, the Jets, suck.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, good
stuff. Pretty irrelevant for the Super Bowl.
So, the Super Bowl 53 is going on this Sunday in Atlanta, ATL, shouty. It's going to be the Patriots taking on the Rams of LA. By the way, how much does it suck if you're from St. Louis because you lost your team a couple of years ago and now they're back in the Super Bowl?
Oh, St. Louis fans are so upset.
I would be ticked off about that. But, yeah, there are some obvious things going on. We know who's going to be doing the halftime entertainment. It's going to be Maroon 5. Travis Scott will be out there, big boy from Outkast. And maybe, as you mentioned in the Garbage Today Live, Christina Aguilera might make a special appearance.
Yeah, she might make a surprise appearance. I wonder if maybe it's going to be during the national anthem, but we'll see.
Now, you've got some prop bets, and explain to people what prop bets are.
So prop bets are bets that have nothing really to do with the game, like the scoring of the game. They're just fun bets to make about what's going to happen in the Super Bowl that's not really technically on field.
Okay, so let's hear some of these, and we can kind of make some bets.
So how many times will they call Tom Brady the GOAT? Over, under five.
Over.
Over.
Over. You guys are both taking the over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the under on this one.
Okay.
Okay. And who will be shown first during the national anthem? Tom Brady or Jared Goff?
Oh, Tom Brady. They love Tom Brady.
Whoever's kneeling.
Do you think somebody will kneel for this?
I don't think anyone.
I don't think they'll be kneeling.
They'll get fined if they kneel. Roger Goodell said that. Okay. And what color will Bill Belichick be wearing?
Red.
Red.
Yeah, the Patriots are blue and red.
But the Patriots are wearing
Belichick
white.
Bill Belichick never wears red.
He's going to wear blue, like a blue hoodie.
Yeah, he wears either like this like really distressed navy where it looks like the Patriots shirt is like 10 years old, or he wears gray.
I'm going to go with like a blue hoodie.
I'm going to go with a blue hoodie, actually. And he might have the sleeves cut off. He likes to do that. Okay, then how will Adam Levine enter the field?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. There's always been some good entrances. I always think of like Katy Perry coming out there like on a big line or something.
Or Lady Gaga on an egg.
Well, Lady Gaga jumped out of into the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
How will he do that?
There's rumors saying he might come in on a motorcycle. Ooh. He might like come in on like a string, like flying in. There's a bunch of different things.
What do you think?
Maybe in a payphone box?
I think it's going to be in a cart.
Oh, God. I think he's gonna walk out from behind a curtain. I don't know.
You think so? Okay. Will Adam Levine be shirtless at any moment during the halftime show? Remember, this is going to be in Atlanta.
No.
So it's not like it's going to be freezing there.
No, since Janet Jackson's boob popped out, I don't think we're going to see any nipple.
Any shirtless, any nipple? Yeah, actually,
no,
you're probably right.
I don't think man or female nipples are allowed.
I'm going to say no on that. Okay. Will the Budweiser commercial make you cry? Yes or no?
Yeah.
They can't do that 2 years in a row. Like,
they do it every single year.
Cry.
Budweiser is always the one that has the emotional
That's
commercials.
Not, what?
Absolutely.
That's not true. It's because you're so young. You don't remember back in the day of the
No,
good
I know. I'm
Bud
saying the past 5 years. That's the trend
so
now.
So they're going to switch it up.
Look, a Gillette commercial tried to make you cry on like a random Tuesday. Budweiser is going to try to make you cry during the Super Bowl.
Budweiser.
You weren't.
Liv has no idea what we're talking about.
No, I don't, but I'm going to say yes. Weiser. Joe says yes. Okay, who will have the most talked about commercial?
Oh, gosh. Probably
something random.
No, we've already heard it, I assume, because Cardi B is so big. Was it Pepsi with Cardi B and Little John and Steve Carell?
See, I think it's going to be
Skittles.
That was Pepsi, but I think it's going to be Doritos because there's a lot of celebrities involved with Doritos commercials this
year. I hate, by the way, do you guys hate this? I hate they show all these stupid commercials before the Super Bowl. Why do I even watch now?
They release them early now. I hate that.
Show it to me on the Super Bowl, like the actual game.
All right, here's one that I am super, super passionate about. Will Kylie Jenner appear on camera? Because her boyfriend, her baby daddy, is performing in the halftime show, Travis Scott.
Yes, they will cut to her up in a skybox or something.
I agree.
I don't think she'll be there. I think that she might be in Atlanta, but I do not think she's going to actually be at the Super Bowl. I really don't think so. I think she's like too famous
for
that.
Why would she not be there?
I just think she's too famous for that. She's got too much going on. She's a busy businesswoman. I do not think she'll be there. So, I mean, she might be in Atlanta maybe, but she will not be at that game. Who is the first person the winning quarterback thanks in their on-field post-game interview?
Giselle Bundchen.
So you think that the Patriots are going to win? That's basically what you're saying.
Well, unfortunately.
I'm going to say they're going to either thank God or their wife.
Well, see, Jared Goff is not married, so I think they're going to thank their team. I think I'm right on that.
All right, we'll see.
Brady will say
we're doing prop bets here, things you can kind of bet on for fun for the Super Bowl.
Okay, the amount of times they bring up Deflategate, over, under 1.5.
Over.
Oh, no, I don't think they're going to bring it up at all.
What? Of course they
Why?
So you're taking the under? I'm taking the under, too,
no,
on
I
that.
I said over.
I know you said over. Oh. Joe and me are taking the under because I think that's too long ago. That's too far in the past. They're not going to be talking about that. And also, they're going to be talking about this. How many times do you think they bring up about Tom Brady possibly retiring?
Oh, God, at least 5 or 10 times.
Well, I think he's already said he's not going to, but you're right. They're probably still going to bring it up.
Right. He already said he isn't going to, so I would definitely say no, because he already said he's not going to, but I think more so what they might be talking about is how many times they will talk about Gronk retiring.
Yeah, he's supposed to retire, right?
I mean, nothing said, but he is like a broken puppy.
All right, can we do a bet if Gronk's going to eat a Tide Pod? I think he might eat a Tide Pod for a Super Bowl.
He's not
going
to do it on the Super Bowl. He might do it on like Instagram later that night if they win.
All right, and let's do one more. If you got one more prop
okay,
that we can get in here.
I've got one more. Oh, this is a good one. Will the missed pass interference call against the Saints be mentioned?
Of course.
Yes, of course
absolutely,
it will.
Absolutely. At least 3 times.
Okay. Well, I hope something crazy happens, especially during the halftime performance. I know we'll have something to talk about here.
I know. I'm so excited. I want the Rams to win so bad.
If these are prop bets, what are we betting? What's the actual wager here?
No, people can bet money. Money.
Yeah. What are
I'm
we,
not betting
we,
you any money because I think that like that you have a loan shark coming.
Yeah,
like,
people are already out for your kneecaps. This is not a good idea.
We're not going to bet anything, okay?